take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you want at 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We bring you the features there totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Joining you this evening, it's Ian.
And Dale.
And Mark.
Dale's here, by the way, courtesy of his radio show, FlamingFreedom.com. You can go and you can listen to Prometheus Unchained, which is the name of the show, FlamingFreedom.com. You guys do it once a week. You podcast it. You do it live as well. All the details, full podcast available, all free?
Yes.
At FlamingFreedom.com. What is Flaming Freedom? Or Prometheus Unchained?
Prometheus Unchained.
AKA.
We talk about... we talk about LGBT issues from a liberty perspective.
Yeah. And how's the show been going now? How many weeks have you been doing it?
I think we've done eight weeks of shows. And it's going really well. And
you're seeing some growth, too.
We're seeing rapid growth. It's still not, you know, like the number of listeners is still small. We're not on any official radio stations or anything right now. We're just on Liberty Radio Network and for download.
Mm-hmm.
But the downloads have been jumping up very rapidly, and the number of people listening live on LRN has gone up quite dramatically.
Cool. I'll tell you, those podcast listeners are a very valuable segment.
Yeah,
they're loyal listeners.
So drop on by Dale's website when you get a chance, flamingfreedom.com. As we continue here, we'll take your phone calls about anything. Stephanie is on the line. She's actually one of your occasional co-hosts on your program.
Oh, yeah.
And also on here on Free Talk Live on Sundays as well. Stephanie, welcome to Free Talk Live.
Hello. I was calling because, I was kind of calling for Mark tonight. Mark, I've heard you say on the show before that you want Agorist Ventures to succeed, but you really haven't seen any actual movement on that front.
What is an Agorist Venture?
I would say it's a business that operates outside of the government system, so absent of licensing and regulations, and, you know, some call it counter-economics or, you know, maybe black market or gray market activities.
Some would say, and I'm just going to take the role of the devil's advocate here, Stephanie, the purest agorist would say that you're incorrect, that agorism only is agorism when it's done specifically for the purpose of taking down the state, that otherwise it's just counter-economic or black market.
Yeah, I've heard that argument too, and I don't know. I mean, there are some people who say that if you're doing something specifically for the purpose of taking down the state, then you're letting the state dictate your activities, basically.
Interesting
and
response.
Just ignore it and live like it doesn't exist.
I agree with you. I agree that I think that agorism is defined as something that is completely done without the begging permission from government bureaucrats. So I agree with you. Anyway, go ahead with your point that you were going to make on it.
Sure. Well, you know, I've heard this sentiment not just from Mark, but from other people that, you know, there's been like a lot of small time things, but there's never really been anything major. And just today, there's been an opportunity that's come up that I think could have the potential to kind of increase the stakes, I guess, for agorism in New Hampshire. And there is somebody who has like stepped up and pledged a bunch of money and other capital. This person owns a print business, and so is pledging some sponsorships to market Agorist businesses, specifically at Porkfest, which is going to be happening this summer.
Are you sure that that's... Because I was a little skeptical of what I saw, but you feel confident that that's for real?
Yeah, this person who's pledging it, I've known this person for almost a decade.
Okay.
So he is for real.
What is the proposal? I'd heard that this guy's got like $20,000 or $50,000 that he wants to put up if people will make products and put his name on them. I mean, what is the actual proposal? Maybe I've misunderstood it.
There's a blog post about it. It's $25,000, so it's about the same amount you mentioned. And I think if you Google search just Porkfest marketing sponsorship, it'll come up as the first hit. And so you can read all about it. But basically, yeah, he's pledging print materials from his business, and also I think there's cash involved too. So you can just Google search Porkfest marketing sponsorship and read about it.
Okay, so what you're suggesting here is this guy is going to offer money for people to do. I mean, can you kind of summarize it? Have you read about it?
Yeah, I have. I mean, it's I think it's kind of an investment opportunity, but he wants to basically help people start Morris businesses and help them get on their own and sort of get into that world of entrepreneurship. And since Porkfest is such a great place to do that, I think he's focusing specifically on Porkfest. And it's not limited to businesses. It's also, you know, if people have organizations they want to promote, anything that kind of gets the cause of liberty out there, he's going to be sponsoring those as well.
Interesting. I see his website is 2abd.com. That's the number 2abd.com.
So, now, specifically what I've said, Stephanie, I'm using the most narrow definition of agorism when I talk about it. What I'm really talking about is people that are, in fact, competing with the state. People that are doing things like filling potholes, people that are offering other sorts of arbitrative services, people that are doing those kind of things. I think this is fine. I hope that he gets a great return for his money and gets what he wants going. Agorism as a solution to the problems that we have, I think that it's a fine thing to do, to not rely on the state for stuff. But the idea that growing your own garden and sending your kid to a private school and, buying from your friends in gold and silver is actually going to do anything to undermine the state, I find to be, I just don't find that to be a revolutionary thought process.
I think, though, Mark...
Oh, I kind of disagree. I mean, especially on the part that you said, Mark, about homeschooling or unschooling even, I think that has the capacity to be extremely revolutionary.
Well, I think that you'll teach your kid properly, but you could probably do that while they went to public school, too.
Not as effectively.
I think we're approaching a stage, though, where the regulation and taxes are getting so burdensome and so cumbersome that it's going to become almost a necessity at some point for survival for people to engage in agorism.
Yeah,
I do think it's going to become broader.
I think that agorism's good for yourself, to be able to create business. This is basically, businesses where you don't report to the government on funds and stuff like that for yourself. But it's kind of like a beaver chewing on the end of a redwood tree, and then the guy with the chainsaw cuts it down, the beaver yips up and cheers. The fact is the state will fall of its own weight. They all do. Every last one of them has fallen of their own weight. So, it's non-revolutionary, I think, is the best term I can come up with.
Yeah, well, I mean, some people include in the definition of agorism or agorism, however you pronounce it, that it is a revolutionary thing. So, like, the point is kind of to create a revolution. So, I don't know. I mean, I hope they can prove you wrong, Mark.
I guess. Okay. These same folks busy themselves not voting, so, okay. I mean, I think everybody should work together. I'm happy to buy haircuts and food from folks that are doing agorist stuff, but, the same folks, have a moral principle against participating in the political process.
Well, I don't know if that's true. I don't know if all of them have that same feeling.
You're right. Not all of them. You're
some
right.
People in politics have problems with things like agorism or whatever. So it just all depends. Hey, Steph, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. But I agree with Mark. I think most people should work together, and I think most people do. So I don't really think it's an issue. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves. Let's continue with Rob, listening in Canada. Rob, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Yeah, I had a question. I'm calling about Porkfest, but I had a question about Mama Allie. Did that little conflict between her and her dogs and some another couple ever get sorted out?
You're talking about a situation that developed at the last Porkfest with one of the vendors who was up there. That never was worked out. I attempted to bring the parties together for a discussion on the air, and some parties were not interested in that.
I disagree with that. The fact is that you gave them 2 days, and they just couldn't work out those 2 days. Well, in one day, their cat dies. The second day, the guy's got his first day of school. He couldn't take it away. If you would have waited one more day.
I understand. That's not true. She had agreed to come on, and then she backed out.
I understand his girlfriend. It's stage fright, man. It's radio. It's tough to do that stuff.
That wasn't the reason she backed out.
Yes, it was.
Some quick advice from Mama Allie. Don't bring the dog.
800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you want. The problem with that issue, and we can dig into it in a moment, was the conflict wasn't resolved then and there. It's Free Talk Live.
The 59th Annual Mobile One 12 Hours of Sebring, presented by Fresh from Florida, is coming March 19th. See Porsche, Corvette, Ferrari, Jaguar, BMW, Mazda, Acura, Audi, and many other world-class racing teams battle in America's toughest road race as Sebring hosts the first race of the Intercontinental Le Mans Cup in 2011. Gates open Wednesday, March 16th. Order your tickets today by calling 800-626-BRACE or visit SebringRaceway.com. See the cars and stars in the American Le Mans Series, driver autograph sessions, vintage race cars, and visit the Party Zone, featuring a spring break bikini contest. Up-and-coming bands, Selby, Chuckman, Alluvion, Selena Jordan, and DJ Scotty D. Presented by GoMobileWeb.com. 4 days of family fun at Sebring. Children's Club 100, minute free. Get all the info at SebringRaceway.com. The 59th Annual Mobile One 12 Hours of Sebring, presented by Fresh from Florida. March 19th is the date. Sebring is the place. Order your tickets at SebringRaceway.com. Brought to you in part by Budweiser, Jaguar, and Michelin.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Alex has told you that the Mideast uprisings over food prices and shortages caused by fuel costs are spreading worldwide. We're seeing the impact right here in the United States. Ethanol that was supposed to reduce petroleum use and fuel prices hit a 30-month high in February, and pump prices are expected to reach $5 a gallon. Because of shipping costs, food is being priced out of the reach of millions of Americans with an expected 35% jump in the next 60 days. Move quickly while you can still afford it, and eFoods Direct will pay your shipping costs for you. For the best tasting, long-term storable food, you pay nothing for shipping and can put every dollar into food at today's prices. eFoods Direct, food so delicious you can serve it tonight or save it for the future. Take advantage of free shipping by calling 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, 800-409-5633, or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free. Whatever's on your mind at 800-259-9231. Unless you wanted to talk to Dale, he had to take off early tonight, unfortunately. He's got other things that he had to do. But you can still visit him at flamingfreedom.com. Our number here, 800-259-9231, joining you tonight. It's Ian.
And Mark.
And we're going to tell you about the Porcupine Freedom Festival. In fact, we've got Rob on the line in Canada who wanted to talk about it. But to give you a lowdown, Mark, what is the Porcupine Freedom Festival?
It's the biggest freedom-themed event of 2011. It's this summer from on June 20th through the 26th. The Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival is something for everybody this year. You can be part of it from live music to games to vendors. You won't find anywhere else Pork Fest has got it all. You just go to PORCFEST.com. It's PORCFEST.com, Pork Fest.
All right. Porkfest.com, and use our discount code as well, Free Talk Live, to save 20% and take out the spaces from Free Talk Live. Just run it together as one word. Use that as your discount code and save 20% on your Porkfest early bird registration at PORCFEST.com. As we bring back Rob in Canada, who unfortunately has dredged up some old Porkfest drama at this point between Mama Alley, one of the agorist vendors, food vendors at Porkfest last year, and a couple of other of the attendees, which kind of bubbled up here on Free Talk Live as I think made the unfortunate decision to get involved in it, probably, you know, upset some parties as a result of that. I was honestly just trying to bring the parties together in hopes that they could forgive each other and apologize to one another, and the parties did not want to, one side did not want to meet on the air, and the other side was amicable toward it. But the other side, certainly, both parties were, in violation of just general good rules of conduct toward one another.
Yeah, I don't think it went well.
I think that just generally the whole situation was an absolute mess from the very beginning, and it was not resolved in ways that that should have been attempted. That weren't even bothered to be attempted during the actual Porcupine Freedom Festival, like bringing in friends to mediate or attempting to even find mediators and attempting to solve that problem over the weekend. And as a result, angry feelings festered in certain people. And over time, those angry feelings manifested in an angry blog post which attacked, I think, unfairly the character of another one of the participants. It just turned into a huge mess, and that other person was in jail at the time, so she couldn't respond to the blog post, and just, you know, spiraled out of control into totally excessive drama when it could have been remedied that very weekend by people getting involved with the situation, and then, unfortunately that didn't happen. So, no, to my knowledge, it has not been resolved, but it's also my understanding that it won't be an issue at this year's Porcupine Freedom Festival because Savannah Last Biscuit will not be attending.
Oh, that's a shame. Well, you know, don't beat yourself up. I think you had all really good intentions in trying to smooth the waters. I hope to get to Porkfest for maybe a night or two this summer, by the way, experience that. But one thing, I think common sense. If I was going to a sort of family friendly event, I don't know that I would bring my guard dogs. I mean, I don't know that was the best decision.
No, I think Tamala Ali admitted that. She agreed.
She said it was the first time that she'd taken them places, but at the same time, you know, I think that she believed them to be good guard dogs, and, you know, maybe, but
she didn't know what she was getting into is what it was.
Yeah.
I mean, she'd never I doubt she'd gotten out of Savannah very much running a 24/7 business down there delivering food to people. So
she may have had no option. I may bring my extremely angry cat. I'll just warn you now.
Thanks, man. Anything else you want to share tonight?
No, that's fine. Thanks very much.
All right, appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. That is, again, the SACL CAI toll-free.
You bring a cat to Porkfest, it is going to be an angry animal, I can assure you.
Why? Why do you say that?
Because, come on, cats are... It's not a cat-friendly place. I mean, cats don't generally like to be out in the open with a bunch of people, you know, on leashes, dogs and kids running around. I mean, does this sound like cat atmosphere?
No, not really. Yeah, we tried to get Ravage on a leash, and he didn't really take to that very well.
Yeah, the cat's going to choke itself trying to get away from this nonsense.
No, Ravage just laid down. He became civil disobedience cat, and he would not allow himself to be taken anywhere.
Yeah, this isn't good for the cat. This isn't going to be good for you. It's not good for the cat. It's not good for anybody. Leave your cat at home.
Let's talk to Scott in Massachusetts. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Scott.
Hello, Mark and Ian. How are you?
What's on your mind tonight, Scott?
I'm sure you're familiar with the Westboro Baptist Church from Topeka, Kansas, aren't you?
Yeah,
yes.
The very outrageous church that goes around and attempts to stir up press coverage by doing offensive protests at places like funerals and things like that.
That's right. They protest.
They're very bigoted, like you.
Dead U.S. soldiers' funerals. But you know, Mark, the American people portraying these with a broad brush that they're just bigots and homophobes. And
well, that's
lunatic.
What they are. I mean, they are bigots and homophobes. And they're probably also, incestuous as well. Not, you know, I mean, that's their business, but it's not good for genes, the gene pool.
They're killing the messenger and not focusing on the message. And the message is, gentlemen, is that God is very angry with America for condoning homosexual and lesbian marriage.
Are you saying God doesn't love homosexuals? I wish Dale was. Why did you? Anyway, go ahead.
God is very angry at this country, not only for accepting tolerating homosexual lesbian marriage, but also for pornography, for selfishness, cruelty.
Wait, so God didn't create homosexuals? Is what you're saying?
I'm saying that it's against God's holy and sacred laws and against the laws of the Bible. That this homosexual and lesbian...
Who created homosexuals, then, if it wasn't God? I mean, if homosexuals, which homosexuality occurs in nature, there's plenty of evidence for it, if homosexuals are not natural, then, you know, what's your explanation for that?
My explanation for it is that God made them. Of course, he made all of humanity, but this is not what God wants. And this is why...
So you're saying God failed, then? Are you saying that he failed in his creation?
Yes.
So God isn't perfect then?
No.
Oh, very interesting. That's not a typical Christian viewpoint, is it?
Usually it's empowering.
Well, in my opinion, God is far from perfect, because if he was so perfect, we would live in a perfect world, and we don't. But anyway,
that doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, I've got a question here for you. You were suggesting that the Westboro Baptist Church might be right in their protests, and one of the things they're saying is essentially the United States is losing in Iraq and Afghanistan because of its stance on homosexuality here on the domestic issues, things like that. But I just wonder about what about the War of 1812? The United States nearly got its butt handed to it. If it hadn't been for a rogue hurricane, the United States would have disappeared. In 1812, what was the United States doing at that point that was so bad that God was punishing him then? Because it seems like God's just kind of randomly punishing people.
I'm just saying that it sounds very odd that you have Hurricane Katrina, droughts, we're in a depression, Iraq and Afghanistan, this country.
You know, if you
bankrupt,
can't answer questions about your belief system, Scott, you don't really have much of a defined belief system. Maybe you really are just a troll. Maybe you really are. Some have speculated over the years that you really don't believe the things that you say. That you,
I do believe
you simply
the
say them to get
no,
a reaction.
No,
that you
no,
simply
I,
call these radio shows, because no. We know we're not the only one. We know you've called other shows. That you call these radio shows simply to troll them.
No.
Maybe you really aren't a bigoted person.
No, I
just
do
playing a game with us.
No. I do believe these things. But
well,
I
why
do...
can't you answer questions? You totally dodged Mark's
what
question.
What do you want me to answer? About the War of 1812?
Yeah, why is it that we're being punished now? What were we being punished for then?
Because the world is so evil now.
Well, then God doesn't want any countries then, does he?
I don't know.
Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live. 1-800-259-9231.
Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendivite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area, because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179. 0179.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport Bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Sight Glass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO, food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines, it seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. Wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in nature's supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today. Or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. And begin to see a different world.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Talk Live, dial in toll free and take control of these airwaves, 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features there for free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. Listening options are there. We got live streams, broadband, and dial-up versions. You can listen to the latest episode of Free Talk Live around the clock, 24/7, there for you, totally free at listen.freetalklive.com. Plus, you can learn about the other great ways to listen to the program, including 94 radio stations from coast to coast on AM and FM, plus our satellite signal, which is free to air, meaning you don't have to pay a subscription fee to receive it, plus our webcam and the listen lines that allow you to call in from any phone that can dial long distance and listen that way. All of it over at listen.freetalklive.com.
Intern for Liberty. Make a difference, get experience, and get paid. The Institute for Humane Studies is seeking undergraduates, graduate students, and recent graduates for its summer internship programs. They have internships in all types of journalism and in public policy. The internship includes a generous stipend, housing assistance, career workshops, training throughout the summer. Visit libertarianinternships.com for more information. You can sign up there to receive updates and reminders. People have been placed and gone on to such prestigious organizations as The Economist, The Wall Street Journal, The Washington Post, Cato Institute, and think tanks around the United States. It's libertarianinternships.com.
All right, so we're going to continue here. Of course, you can bring up anything. The toll-free number, 800-259-9231. Coming up here, Marcia, let's get into, actually jump into it here. Kid Rock, apparently his flashing or usage of the Southern Confederate flag has upset some people. And what's the circumstance here?
Well, this is from the Detroit News, and it's kind of a strange situation. Some NAACP supporters plan to boycott the Detroit NAACP's annual fundraiser over an honor for Kid Rock they say doesn't mesh with the civil rights group's goals. So the NAACP, some NAACPers are going to boycott an NAACP event because Kid Rock has apparently been honored by that organization. The rocker is set to receive the Detroit branch's Great Expectations Award at the annual dinner, which typically attracts 10,000 people on May the 1st at the Cabo Center. Hmm. But Adolph Mango, a longtime political consultant ahead of Detroiters for Progress, said he and others will sit it out over Kid Rock's use of the controversial Confederate flag during performances.
Hmm.
It's a slap in the face for anyone who fought for civil rights in this country, Mongo says Thursday. It's a symbol of hatred and bigotry. The NAACP officials defended the honor. Kid Rock has consistently lifted the great expectations of many persons concerning the future of the city. Donald R. White, interim executive director of the Detroit NAACP, said in a statement, Kid Rock and his representatives couldn't be reached, but in a 2008 interview with The Guardian in Britain, he said that the flag, to him, represents Southern rock and roll.
Hmm.
And I think that this is an interesting issue. This
Kid Rock or the flag?
The Kid Rock's not that interesting.
Okay.
Yeah, he needs a different hat. The haircut. But the flag, I think that it means a lot of different things to a lot of different people.
Yeah.
I, for one, in Sarasota, Florida, saw a black man walking down Main Street with a Confederate flag T-shirt on. I have seen these things.
And a cowboy hat, right?
No cowboy hat. Just had a T-shirt on.
Okay.
And it's a pair of black jeans, as I recall, but it's been a while.
It would have been interesting to ask that guy, what does that flag mean to you?
I ought to have done that, but I did not do that. This guy says that it's a symbol of hatred and bigotry. And I
can see that.
Yeah, I absolutely can. It's the reason that I wouldn't put one on my car.
Right.
But I see how it shows up that way to people. But you need to take a look at the other guy's situation, too. I think a lot of people that like the... I think the Confederate flag is probably the most attractive of flags ever made. That or the Union Jack from the Great Britain, which I'm sure the Scottish hate too. So, you know, I get, maybe it's the diagonal lines. I don't know. I just think and we're not even talking about the real Confederate flag of the Confederate States of America. You're talking about the Virginia battle flag. So this is the flag that has come to represent the Confederacy.
Really?
Why? Because it's attractive.
Hmm.
And, you know, people are going to use it for stuff. Certainly some Southern rock and roll bands, some of them were probably had members who had bigoted thoughts. Mm-hmm. I think it's interesting to bring this up after Scott the Bigot was just on.
Yeah.
But, you know, this idea, I think that this is a situation where one needs to take a deep breath, ask people about their opinions, instead of taking the opportunity to kick a guy like Kid Rock, who apparently has done some good things for this organization. I'm going to just assume that everybody's done good things here. But, you know, the guy's trying, he's doing some good stuff, and, he's got a pair, he uses Confederate flags in his marketing. We're going to use this as an opportunity to get a little press for us and screw him.
Well,
the good stuff he's doing.
Well, now, hold on. Now, to be fair, this is not stopping him from getting the award. It's just that some people are sitting it out. Some members of the
it's
Detroit.
It's besmirching the award while he's getting it. You know, like, the last guy who got the award, he didn't have all this hullabaloo around it.
Mm-hmm.
Because he, you know, didn't have a Confederate flag in his marketing materials.
Yeah, but I've never heard of this award before, and now
me
I have,
either.
Right?
Indeed. I mean,
so,
I'm not saying that there's not benefits to bad publicity, but you just love bad publicity. I'm telling you, some people don't love bad publicity, dude. And I think that they deserve not to have bad publicity.
All I'm saying is it's not going to stop him from, like, things are going to go forth. He's going to be given this award. Mm-hmm. They're going to move forward with it. So I think it's interesting that the NAACP in this instance is split on this.
It's probably going to be a chilling effect on the NAACP and perhaps the next Southern rocker that uses Confederate flags in their marketing will not get the award from the Detroit arm of the NAACP.
I doubt very many Southern rockers
seems
will
unlikely.
Get awards just in general from the NAACP.
I just think that it's a, you know, if I'm getting an award for having done something good in the community and some other organization wants to jump in on my, me getting that award, all they are is clingers on. They're little leeches. Get your own, do your own marketing, get your own publicity. Don't go out there and kick mud and pee on somebody else in order to get your publicity.
Wait, was I not paying attention? Was there a second organization involved here? I thought these were members of the NAACP who were protesting.
They are. This is, you know, apparently, maybe they're creating their own organization. I don't know exactly what. But Detroiters for Progress. This is, they got a quote from this guy, right?
Okay.
And I'm sure that there's some crossover.
So he's maybe a member of the NAACP and a member of this other organization.
It sounds that way.
And they're using the other organization to put out some sort of a press release in response to what's happening, and they're having a walkout or whatever it is that they're doing. Well, there's nothing wrong with using an incident with which you disagree.
I'm not saying that they're doing something immoral, Ian. I'm just saying that they're, you know, they're being... this guy's getting the award for doing good things, right?
Yeah.
And then to take that opportunity...
It seems petty. I can understand where you're coming from, Mark, but I also understand where they're coming from and that they feel like this is a really offensive symbol. I mean, would Kid Rock be able to get away with wearing a KKK hood during his concerts?
Nope.
I mean, and be like, well, it makes me look like a dunce. That's why I wear it. I mean, nobody would really be fooled by that. I'm not saying Kid Rock is a racist. I'm just saying there are certain symbols that are very offensive. I mean, you put up a swastika during your concerts, and you may say
go poorly.
It's a really cool design. Or like, the history of the swastika actually is that it was in use long before Hitler. You know, sorry, none of that's going to fly.
Yeah,
so
I'll agree with
sense.
You on that. I just, you know, I think that this, I think this is a group of people. I often feel this way when somebody's, you know, getting some publicity for doing something right, and somebody else comes along and takes a crap in their Cheerios and says, "Ha ha, look at my Cheerios!" You know, and I think it's just nasty. I think the Confederate flag, although I understand why some people are offended by it, I really am. I wouldn't wear it or do anything with it because of that. But I think at the same time, we're all adults here, and we know that some people that like the Confederate flag don't like it because they hate black people or they want to see black people be re-enslaved or something like that.
That's true.
I mean,
there's no
doubt. I don't know. I
mean, it's worth pointing that out. Your thoughts certainly are welcome on the Confederate flag.
Please, enlighten me.
What does it mean to you when you see that flag? Or maybe you fly the flag. 800-259-9231. I could say, well, it symbolizes the idea of secession. I like the idea of secession, but I still wouldn't fly the Confederate flag. I'm actually against the idea of states in general, and usually flags are flown in support of the concept of a state. Anyway, 800-259-9231, you take control. Bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from libertystickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's libertystickers.com. But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to libertystickers.com to order. Call 877-873-9626. Libertystickers.com. The world's most dangerous stickers.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Men, take control of your prostate health without the risk of nasty side effects with Prostate Secure. Early detection, regular prostate exams, and PSA tests are a must for men over 40. Listen, if you have symptoms of an enlarged prostate but don't want to take a drug with possible nasty side effects, or if you're over 40, then use Prostate Secure, a natural dietary supplement for men. Prostate Secure is a scientifically formulated blend of clinically significant amounts of natural ingredients. It brings together the most powerful plant sterols like beta-cytosterol and saw palmetto, along with antioxidants such as vitamin D3, resveratrol, and lycopene to support good prostate health, proper urinary flow, function, and more. Check out ProstateSecure.com. Order online and save 10% with promo code SAVE10 or call 1-800-239-9432. That's 800-239-9432. Or visit ProstateSecure.com. Take control of your prostate health naturally with Prostate Secure.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free and bring up whatever you'd like. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. Your thoughts certainly welcome on the Confederate flag or anything that might happen to be on your mind. We'll continue and take your calls here in just one quick moment. But first, Mark.
Uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies. That's what the readers of FreedomsPhoenix.com get every day. Readers of FreedomsPhoenix.com are constantly provided the detailed real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship that we have with coercive governments. FreedomsPhoenix.com offers up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. Go now to Freedoms with an S, Phoenix.com.
Let's go to your phone calls and talk to Colin, listening to WBHP in Huntsville, Alabama. Hello, Colin.
Hey, I just wanted to call. I don't call in the radio shows too often, so I may be kind of nervous. I just wanted to say that I live in Huntsville, Alabama, and, you know, living in the South, every day I go out and I see people wearing the Confederate flag all the time. And not just white people. I've seen black people wearing the Confederate flag. I've seen black people with Confederate flags painted on the hoods of their car.
Why do you think that is?
It's just a cultural thing. You know, it's a Southern tradition. I mean, obviously the South didn't completely mentally separate from the Union. There's still a mentality in the South that's just here. It's just a Southern thing. It's like cornbread.
You know, I think that people have a tendency to like to identify with regional things.
Definitely.
You know, whether it's your baseball team, your football team. Often you'll find people that are really into college football that have never gone to college at that university or at all. And so you'll find that people like to identify with regional things. And I think to some extent that that's what the Confederate flag's about.
Colin, thanks for your thoughts tonight. Let's talk to Clinton, listening in Indianapolis to WXNT. Hello, Clinton.
Yeah, howdy. It's actually Quentin.
Oh, Quentin. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, I was just calling on the Confederate flag. I actually fly one from the back of my truck. Here in Indiana, I don't see too many of them, but I fly it for a couple reasons.
Right.
Neither of which have to do with race. One, I agree with secession just like you. Pretty interesting that America seceded from Great Britain, but then America wants to tell its own states that they can't secede.
Mm.
Also, I'm a strong believer in state rights, And if you do your history on the Civil War, I mean, that's what it really came down to, was the states having the right to decide whether or not to be slave states or not.
I get you, man. I totally support your reasons on that. But aren't you concerned with how people will perceive it or how they may misperceive it? Doesn't that bother you?
I don't really worry about what other people think. I actually got black friends that, you know, they've asked me about it, and we've talked about it. They know their history on the Civil War, and, you know, if people take automatic offense to it, then it just shows their level of ignorance, I guess.
Well said, sir. Thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. I guess my real concern would not so much would be how people are, feeling about it, but, you know, whether they might key your truck or set it on fire, you know, then their feelings could really come into play, right?
I think it's interesting that, you know, it's always, go back to states' rights, but it was the states' rights to own black people or, you know, the people in the state could own. So, I mean, it's still wrapped up in that slavery thing. There were, however, I think some... these taxes that were just completely intolerable that were placed on the South that essentially were not fair compared to what they were on the North, and I think that was another...
Well, they were putting tariffs on Southern textile manufacturers and things like that, right?
Yeah,
that weren't applicable to the North?
That's right.
Yeah. Oh, that was one of many, I'm sure, as we continue with Ricky listening to WTAR in Virginia. Hello, Ricky.
Yes, hey, how you doing?
Hey, go ahead.
I wanted to comment about the Kid Rock thing. I just want to state, you know, it's a shame that they're doing that to him, but because a lot of his lyrics talk about ending racism and how he's embarrassed to be white, and, you know, he does a lot of donations to help inner city programs and stuff, which a lot of them are with black people, you know, and it's his drummer's a black woman. I mean, to say that he's a racist or even it's just, you know, make a comment about him being a racist, he does a lot for the black culture.
Great points, and that's clearly why the NAACP is giving him an award.
Right, right. Yeah. But I just think to boycott that, it's just, like you said, it's just trying to get them exposure to whatever they're trying to do. I mean, it's not really doing nothing to hurt him in any way, but he does a lot for black people, but for him to have a flag that's, you know, a Southern flag doesn't mean he's a racist. It doesn't mean racist in any way to him.
Yeah, it's an organization that can't on their own get the publicity, will go ahead and ride the coattails of somebody who can.
Exactly.
Somebody who's getting stuff done, who's doing things for the same people that they want to help, but they don't mind, you know, they don't mind riding his coattails and talk about how bad he is.
Exactly. He would be the first person to stand up for the black people. I mean that's just the way he is. When y'all talked about that, it just kind of made me a little irritated because, I listen to a lot of Kid Rock music, and a lot of his music is about ending racism and, you know, not being prejudiced or racist. So.
Interesting points, and I thank you for the thoughts tonight. Thank you, Ricky, at 800-259-9231. Also very interesting that his drummer is a black female
as
well.
I can't say that I'm a Kid Rock expert or anything like that, but I believe what Ricky says.
Yeah, so clearly she has no issue with the Confederate flag being displayed during concerts and such. Let's continue here at 800-259-9231 with Dennis listening in Huntsville to WBHP. Hello, Dennis.
Hey, how are you doing?
Hey, what's up?
Yeah, I was just telling your man right there that... I happen to have a Confederate flag. I've got the battle flag. I counted 13 stars on it, like the Betsy Ross flag, 13 stars on that one. And the issue of states' rights, now one of y'all made the crack about, well, the states had the right to have slavery. No, states didn't do that. That was a small percentage of people that were doing that.
But the
federal government is extremely oppressive and tyrannical. And the Cherokee Nation, in fact, during the Civil War, they never forgot that Trail of Tears thing with thousands. And some of those are my ancestors, you know, everything, okay, that died on the trail all the way from the South, come over to Oklahoma like that. And so they fought against it. You just haven't read about how tyrannical and oppressive the federal government was even back then. Now, you got a right to secede.
Absolutely. Lincoln was a tyrant.
Have the right to join the union, and if they get too tyrannical and oppressive, you have the right to pull out. The U.S. Constitution says that. I have a copy of it. So the southern states were doing right, and on the Confederate flag, the real what it is the idea of symbolizing wanting to be free from tyranny and oppression. Now, these other idiots out here that want to make a racial issue out of it, All I can say is, if they don't like the flag, then get the hell out of my country and go live somewhere else, man.
Dennis, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. I generally understand where he's coming from, and I agree with the sentiment, and I agree with the idea that...
trying to separate the secession of the southern states of the United States of America from the issue of slavery is a... It's a gosh darned lie. Okay, the fact is that you can say
that's not why the war was started, though.
What?
The issue
four,
of slavery.
Four of those states, when they issued their declaration of secession, slavery was mentioned right in there. Top reason. I mean, that's just it, man. It was states' rights, but it was the states' rights of very wealthy people. And remember, that's who runs the states. That's who makes the decision to own other people. I got you. I understand those states should have had the right to secede. I'm with you.
That's right. It was the tyrant who kept them in and started a war with people's brothers.
It was, dude, that issue was growing for the first 100 years of this nation. Before this nation was a nation, that issue was percolating.
What issue? What issue?
The issue of
secession
slavery.
Or slavery. Okay, I just want to make sure you're clear. We're talking about different issues here.
So Lincoln, the simple fact that Lincoln was a tyrant, and he was, all these things are true. But I really feel that one dilutes the issue of secession. One dilutes the issue of the war against the states, a war of war of northern aggression.
Mm.
When one says, didn't have nothing to do with slavery.
I didn't say it didn't
slaves?
Have nothing to do.
What slaves? The Cherokees? Love
who said
black
that?
People fought. That's
who
what he that? Was sounding like. And
I didn't
sorry.
Hear that from him. I didn't hear that. And I certainly
said
didn't
it was
say
about
that.
States' rights.
Great. You're talking to me now, and I said that it wasn't all about slavery. It wasn't just
it's
about slavery.
It's not just about slavery. Everybody picked up that rifle for lots of reasons.
It was
but
about...
But I can tell you, it wasn't so great living down there, even after the war, if you were black. So that tells
no.
me that a great deal of people down there probably had certain feelings about black folks.
No doubt about that, Mark, but there were also slaves up north as well.
They had been released. Where's up north? Are you talking? There were four border states in which there were slaves
uh-huh.
that did not secede with the Confederate States, and Lincoln, ended, and that ended actually not with Lincoln, the guy who came after him. After post.
So anyway, I get it when it comes to the reasons why people fly this flag. It makes sense.
Yeah,
supporting secession. I get all of that, but for the same reason, I don't call myself an anarchist. You know, I call myself a voluntarist because certain terms have baggage, in the same way certain symbols have baggage, and whether you like it or not, that. One's got it. So that's why I would say
I think
away
it's a pretty flag, though.
All right, so we're out of time for tonight. We'll be back tomorrow night. You can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Ovaltine. Give your kids the nutrition they need to be their best. Visit us at OvaltineUSA.com. Telling your child about healthy food choices is important, but showing her what to eat goes a lot further. Have her help create the grocery list, then bring her to the store with you. Picking out healthy foods together helps kids get in the habit of thinking about what they're eating every day. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.